WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. At least four people have died, eight were hurt, and a number are still missing after an attack on a Mormon church in Grand Blanc, Michigan. CBS News correspondent Chanel Call reports.
Authorities believe 40-year-old Thomas Jacob Sanford from nearby Burton, Michigan, drove into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints before gunning down worshipers with an assault rifle and setting the building on fire.
I need manpower up here ASAP. I have people trapped in the building. Repeat, people trapped in the building.
The gunman was killed in a shootout with police.
Police say the gunman is a Marine veteran who was deployed overseas for Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2007. After the fatal shootings of activist Charlie Kirk, Minnesota Democrat Melissa Hortman, and her husband, Utah's Governor Republican Spencer Cox has been calling for bipartisan conversations about addressing such violence. He tells CBS 60 Minutes,
I'm not always right. I've made mistakes. Other politicians, I think, are making mistakes right now in trying to elevate the temperature. But I'm going to just keep having these conversations.
Oregon filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration after the president said he'll send troops to Portland. The state says the president is overstepping his authority. Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield.
It's actually un-American, if you think about it, to use the military against our own citizens. But that's exactly what's happening right now across our country, from California to D.C. to Memphis to Illinois and now to Portland.
No movement toward an agreement to avoid a partial government shutdown as the deadline draws closer. CBS News' Willie James Inman reports from Washington, D.C.
With a Tuesday deadline fast approaching and with it a partial government shutdown, both sides are digging in. Democrats say funding for health care must be part of the negotiations. But Republicans want to pass a temporary spending bill that would fund the government through November 21st. The latest funding debate different this time, with President Trump threatening mass firings in addition to furloughs.
Tropical storm Imelda is gathering strength and is expected to become a hurricane, battering portions of the southeast in the coming hours. CBS News meteorologist Dave Parkinson is tracking the storm, and he's keeping an eye on Hurricane Humberto as well.
This storm is not expected to make a direct landfall in the United States. You'll just be getting some fringe impacts, and that is a huge improvement from what the forecast was a couple of days ago.
Will be headlining the Super Bowl halftime show in February. The Grammy winner made the announcement on his Instagram Sunday. His sold-out residency in Puerto Rico made history. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program may only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it could end your debt nightmare and save you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. For free information and to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, simply go online and visit DRA.com or call 800-433-8909. 800-433-8909. Again, that's 800-433-8909.
One matchmaker pedals his way to work.
And they called it puppy love.
Forget the puppies. Consider petty love.
Bell, make sure people know we're coming.
Walker Ward wheels his way through New York City streets, trying to connect people randomly from the back seat of his pedicab.
I'm out here in the bowels of the concrete jungle, in the matchmobile.
Singles like Anjali Natvar message him online to request rides.
This is my last resort. If this doesn't work, there's something wrong with New York.
Ward spotted a match for Natvar walking by, and it clicked.
You never know, you could be walking by the potential love of your life.
He says he does about a dozen rides a day, free of charge. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
Despite years of congressional hearings and lawsuits, a new report from NYU and Northeastern finds that Meta failed to protect children from harm on Instagram. The report evaluated 47 of Meta's 53 safety features, finding the majority are no longer available. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 59. Sunshine, mid-70s for Monday. Clear Monday night, a low of 61. Sunny 74 on your Tuesday. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 70. Thursday, mostly sunny, 69. Right now, it's 55.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
just a fool. Someday. John Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. The hurry home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee. Put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bow and knife, took away our native tongue. Their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand on our days made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. While we're shirt and tie,
dark red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Just my stop. Don't you know the Jesus?
As I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you don't know what you're missing.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
She was just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be, a singing. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together. Every single day singing. I was so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hers,
I'm hers.
She's mine,
she's mine.
I'm hers,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Oh, 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 yeah.
get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Silver flame.
Get down, they say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. They say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine.